want to jump down to the 20th verse. The 20th verse. And they say, in the morning, as they pass by. Come on. As they pass by. They didn't stop and look at it. As they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. Mm-hmm. Dried up from the root. So that means that when something is dried up from the root, at the root of the situation, it ain't going to grow no more.
It can't grow no more. Because it's rotten. When the root rots down there, it dissolves.
Yes.
And you know, when he cursed it, it was immediate. I keep hearing it immediately. Yes. Immediately the tree was rooted from, was rotten from the ground, and it was not going to produce anymore.
That's it.
We can't produce if we ain't right at the root. If our root ain't connected, we can't grow.
We can't grow. You can't grow if it's not connected with the word. You can't grow if your love walk is here. You can't grow. You can't produce. Because the root of it is dead. The root of it is dead. Some plants you could root, and then some plants you can't root. So with this word, you're walking in love, and you're walking in the word. You got to produce.
Something.
Something.
Of God.
Oh, my God.
Something got to come forth.
Come forth.
Yes.
According to what the word is saying here, okay? Then he said it was dried up from the root. No more. They couldn't eat it. Then right here, this is what I was looking at, Evans and Harvey. The 21st verse said, and Peter, there we go, and Peter calling to remembrance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to remember what the word
say about the situation. If the word say you deliver, if the word say you deliver, you're that deliver. If the word say you heal, you heal.
Come on. I know y'all jumping back on that table.
Come on.
I know you don't drop the coffee.
He say bring him back into his remembrance of his word.
Of his word.
That's, Jesus.
So when you come back into remembrance of his word, your faith automatically springs forth out of a situation or what you're in or what you're looking at or what you're hearing. Because the word dominates. Faith fear words. Faith fear words. F-A-I-T-H. Mm-hmm. Faith filled words dominate. It takes over. Faith filled words, it takes root. Faith filled words is not moved by what we see or what we hear. Faith filled words. He said, and Peter calling to remembrance what was already spoken the night before, the day before. He cursed
the fig tree. So when they came back by, the fig tree was no more. Even though they saw, they might have saw the tree, but it was no more. It could not produce anymore.
Come on.
It couldn't come forth. It was dead.
Yes.
And when you're in a dead situation, only Jesus can bring you out.
Only Jesus.
Yes.
You're in a dead situation, somebody need to put on this screen right now, a dead situation. I'm coming out.
Come on.
You need to type in that.
Come on.
A dead situation. You're in the midst of a situation, and you don't know how you're coming out. But apply the word. Remember what he said
about it.
About it.
Okay.
Remember what he said you can do about it.
Come on.
So now you're in a dead situation. What you need to do is rehearse this word and call into remembrance what he said. Now, faith.
Is the substance.
The substance of things hoped for.
And the evidence.
I don't see it. I can't touch it. But I believe this is the evidence. What you say, Apostle, this is the evidence. I'm healed.
Come on. I'm delivered.
I'm set free.
Come on.
I'm closed in my right mind. This is the evidence. Even though the enemy is trying to paint a picture, trying to tell you that it ain't working.
Okay.
Try to tell you that you're not going to come out. Try to tell you that you're going to be overtaken. But come on.
Come on, Pastor. Even what we had in Bible study, when the children of Israel was standing at the water.
Oh, my God.
And Pharaoh was coming up behind him. Guess what? They had faith to believe that God was going to bring them out. And guess what? Moses stuck out the rock.
Yes.
And the sea parted. And guess what? They had to have faith to go in between that water.
Water.
Can you imagine water standing up?
Oh, my God. I told you.
And you had to have faith to go through there. And you went through there on dry land.
Dry.
That thing hit me when you said that.
First of all, it was wet.
Come on.
My goodness. First of all, it was just, I mean, it should have been muddy.
Come on, Pastor.
They should have had mud. They should have been, like, walking through. You know how when you walk through mud and it's heavy and mushy, it should be, shoo, shoo. But here it is. This is so ragged faith people that believe what the words say. The Bible says, as you said, that I said through the Holy Ghost, that he asked Moses a question. What's in your hand?
Come on. Guess what? He had to have faith to believe that. What he had in his hand was going to part the sea.
What's in your hand? What's in your mouth?
What are you remembering about the word?
There we go. We still right here. What are you remembering about the word when you're going through some circumstances, situations that the enemy say you're not going to come out? What's in your mouth? What's in your hand?
Okay. The word.
Because the Bible says the word is like a two-edged sword. Yes. Oh, this is getting good. This is real right here. Like a two-edged sword going in, cutting.
To the marrow.
The joint.
Okay.
Of the bone. It's getting down in
there.
Thank
God.
So the root of that situation, oh, y'all need to come on here, wake up out here. So the root of that situation, you apply the word to it. So the root has to die.
Come on.
And your faith has to come alive.
Come on. It's the two-fold. Come on. The two-fold situation.
Because you calling to remembrance what he said from the beginning. Now.
Right now.
Right now. Immediately, it springs forth when you put the word in there.
Yes, yes, yes.
So what the word does, again, the word dominates. Faith-filled words, the word rule, it takes over, it takes shape, it takes form. Come on here. Immediately. And it says, Peter called it to remembrance. Come on. Hallelujah. He called it to remembrance. Come on. I want to get that part. Peter called it to remembrance, saying, unto him, Master, behold, stop, look, and listen.
Okay.
Behold, the fig tree which thou curse. When you curse something through the word,
it dissolves.
It dissolves.
It's no longer.
It's no longer there.
There.
It's no longer existent.
Okay.
Because the word. The rainbow.
Okay.
The logos.
Come on.
Has spoken it.
Yes. And it has to come to pass.
And it has to come to pass.
No doubt. No doubt. It has to come to pass now. Because he's telling us here, the word dried it up. When he spoke that, when he said he cursed it, the words that came out of his mouth dried it up.
Dry it up. Oh,
and now Peter's telling him, remember.
Remember.
Remember what you said, Pastor. So, maybe, I'm not saying this just me. Maybe they had a little bit of doubt when he cursed the tree that they thought it was when they came back. But when they came back by, Pastor, what they saw, it was withered.
It said it was withered. Which the fig tree, behold, the fig tree which thou had cursed, is withered away.
Away.
Withered away.
No longer there.
It's no more longer there. It's no more longer existing. It's the enemy can't do no more when God has spoke something in your life over you and through you. The enemy can't do nothing to you. I wish I had some witnesses on this thing out here today.
Praise God.
Because it's withered away because of the word. So what the word does, it ignites, it gets in you, and then out of your faith begin to operate. Okay? Okay, we're going to see it right here. It says it's withered away. Okay, the 22nd verse says, oh, my goodness, y'all, hold on. Hold on. Drop that coffee. Drop that spoon, because I know you want to get the breakfast. You're getting the breakfast right now. The second verse says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, when you hear the word,
yes,
when you've been faced with circumstances and situations, you don't know how you're going to come out. You may got a report. Come on here. They may say they're going to do this. They may say you can't do that. But Jesus said unto them, Jesus said unto them, have
faith in God.
Have faith, F-A-I-T-H, in God.
No matter what the situation, just believe that I am that I am. Have faith in me.
Have faith in me. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how you feel. You need faith in God.
Yes.
I know it's getting close to open up the lines, but while I'm talking and we are on the lines of faith, you can call in to that radio station, error code 321-576-82. Oh, I'm giving you my phone number. Oh, my God. Error code 321-632-1000. He said, have faith in God. Have faith in God. When your faith is up, and I don't care, you don't heard the word. You've been hearing the word since we've been on. Your faith come alive when you hear the word, because Peter called it into remembrance. Hallelujah. That the fig tree, which he cursed on the day before,
is no longer there.
It's no longer there.
Come on. Because guess what? He said, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what you're going through, you got to trust me that I'm going to do it. Because I promise you, then the word of God, he said, have faith in God.
Yes.
No matter what the situation, you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that right now God has answered what you prayed for.
He has answered it. No matter what people think or what they say.
Or God, what it looks like.
Or what it looks like. Because we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. You don't walk by sight. You walk by faith. We've been talking again. The lines are opening. The lines are open. Come on. Your faith should be ignited. Come on, to believe God. He said right here again, Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Amen. Not gods.
God. One God.
The real God.
The God of the Bible.
The God of the Bible.
Yes, God.
He's the God of the Bible.
Yes.
He's the God of your situation.
Yes.
No matter what you're in, he's the God of your situation. Not the situation, the God of it.
No. He's always going to be there, Pastor. And again, I reiterate, he said he'll never leave us off a second. He said he'll be with us in the midst of the trouble.
Yes.
No matter the trouble, he's there with you. Even, I'm for myself, I can say this. You know, they diagnosed me with CA, guess what? But I know God is a healer.
Yes.
In the midst of the situation, they can say what they want to say. But I know that God is a healer because he told me, he spoke himself and said he is the Lion of Judah. He said the thief comes like a lion, but he said he's the Lion of Judah.
Yes.
And guess what? That ignites my faith. When I hear about the Lion of Judah,
yes.
Oh, my God, that does something to me because guess what? God himself spoke that to me.
Yes.
So when God speak a word to you, you got to trust and believe that it's going to come to pass.
Come on.
He's not. He say he's not a God that he shall lie. Because he already said a lie ain't even going to tear his sight.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to believe and trust that. Guess what? He is a rewarder.
He is a rewarder to them that did not seek him.
Exactly.
So God cannot lie.
Exactly.
His word will go out.
And will not return.
It will accomplish what he has set out to do.
Amen.
All you got to do is believe while the word going out that it's going to accomplish. And there we go. It won't return.
Okay.
It won't return to him, boy. It'll go out one way. And the enemy think he ain't going to accomplish. But it will return. It'll come right back to him.
Guess what? When they came back to the fig tree, when they returned,
to the fig tree,
guess what?
Come on.
The fig tree was no more.
It was no more.
Dried up.
Because he had spoken.
Amen.
Into the atmosphere.
Amen.
Into the oh my God, I'm seeing so much here. Nah. Good. While we're waiting, you can call in. While we're waiting, 632-1000. I'm so excited about here because I just seen something. When he spoke to the root of it, He didn't just speak to the top of the tree. He spoke to the root of it. We got to speak to the root of the situation yes. and stop medicating it.
Come on. Because medication ain't going to solve it. Because we got to have the word. The only thing going to solve that situation, when we speak to that situation.
The word.
And commit, speak the word. That's and it. Speak to it and believe that it's already
it's
done.
It's already done. If y'all have been hearing us say this over and over, different preachers or different saints been saying this. The centurion man said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. All I want you to do is send the word.
And immediately his servant was healed. As he was speaking it, Pastor, as he was speaking it to the centurion.
Yes.
Guess what? His servant was being healed right at that right moment. Right at that moment. At that very moment.
Yeah.
So when you speak the word, Pastor, at that very moment, you heal.
Yes.
You're delivered.
Yes.
Praise God. Because the word cannot lie.
Mm-mm. Cannot lie. Won't lie. Won't
yes.
lie.
Yes.
We got to have it what we right here in the 22nd verse. Again, Jesus, and Jesus answered unto them, have faith in God. Once you got the faith in God, once you have tapped into his word, and you begin to put the word into action, and you begin to, your faith begin to stand there, it has to happen.
It has no.
It has no options.
Options. It gotta happen.
It has to happen. It is what it is.
Yes.
Like y'all need to be calling in. It is what it is. And believe what the word say.
Already.
It's already done. It's already into the atmosphere. No matter how it looks, no matter what people think, the God kind of faith.
And it's what you're speaking. You got to speak life to the situation.
You have what you say.
Yes. Because the word of God tells us that there's power in our tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And if we speak in the word, there's power.
Yes.
When you speak in fear, doubt, and unbelief, that's not power.
No.
That you're not speaking what God is saying, because God is telling you that you healed and you delivered and you set free. And you saying, well, God, I guess I feel the pain. No, you don't. Listen, through the pain, guess what? He's still a healer and he's still a deliverer.
Yes.
And stop saying, oh, stop complaining. Because the more you complain, the more you're going to feel bad.
Come on.
If you keep saying, I'm tired, you're going to be tired.
Yes.
Say, I'm healed.
That's
and you're going to be healed.
That's it.
Right now, immediately.
Right now, faith. Immediately. It springs forth once you hear the word.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hear the right word.
Yeah, the word of God. It's a lot of things going on right now, but we got to hear the word of God and we got to believe. He said, have faith in God.
Yes.
Have faith in his word. If his word said, it's got to come to pass.
It's got
to
come to pass.
It's got to come to pass. It can't do anything but come to pass. So have faith in God.
Yes.
My master,
yes.
My savior. My deliverer,
yes.
My way maker, my peace, my joy, in God. Those are the characteristics of God.
That's it. You have to have, when you operate in this word, again, you get the word results.
Yes.
With your faith. Because if you don't operate in the word, you won't get the results. You'll get the results of the three cousins. Fear, doubt, and belief. Those are three cousins. They hang out together. They blood related.
Yes.
Because the enemy tries to bring fear. Mm-hmm. The enemy tries to bring doubt. The enemy come to do three things. Steal, kill, and destroy. They blood related.
Yes.
But faith stands alone. The word stands alone.
By itself.
All by itself.
Because it's truth all by itself. Because he said he is the truth.
That's it. The word is like a foundation.
Yes.
On a building. Without the foundation of the building, you could try to put up a wall and pillars and windows.
Come on, Pastor.
But without the foundation, it ain't no good. it's going to fall.
Because it ain't got nothing standing.
Come on.
It's got, the foundation is where you stand.
Yes.
I'm standing. The foundation for me is the word.
The word.
That's the foundation.
That's
of
it.
Everything that I'm going to go through is the word.
Yes.
So guess what? If I can't stand on the foundation, I'm going to perish. Guess what? Because I got to stand on.
Got to stand on this word.
Got to stand on.
Got to stand on this word. Listen, you got to call in because it's getting close to us to go off. If you want to call in for prayer, amen, we'll pray with you and for you. We'll touch and agree with you. We got enough faith to believe out of this word that we've been expounding on today. You've been hearing. We got enough faith to believe that God will do it for you. What about yourself? Come on. Hallelujah. Again, the number here. Local at the station where you can call in right now. We here live. The number is error code 321. Praise our God. 632-1000. Call in. We're still here. The word of God mixed with your faith. Bring God's results.
Yes. As you know, he said, even this is sticking with me in the remembrance. He's Peter
yes.
said, and Peter calling to the remember said unto the Master, remember the word of God. What is the word saying about this situation?
Come on.
So what are you reading? Listen, it's something in this Bible for everything that's going on in your life, everything that's going to go on in your life.
Because mm-hmm.
you know the word started from Genesis to Revelation. Guess what? We got to go through. All this stuff has been here before.
Yes.
Guess what? And guess what? It's going to be here until the end, praise God.
Amen.
But we got to bring God into his remembrance of what he has said to us. Because he said his word won't go out and return to him void.
Yes.
So but we got to believe. And we got to stand on the foundation. And the foundation is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So today, I admonish you to stand on the word of God and have faith and make your love walk.
Caller, you on the prayer line.
Well, praise the Lord. How you doing, nephew?
Supernatural blessed. Oh, Auntie, God bless you all the way from New York. God bless you.
From Delaware.
Delaware, yeah. Oh, okay, Delaware. You know I'm talking about New York. God bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Yeah, I'm calling in for prayer this morning.
Yes. Well, Father, yes. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy.
Yes,
even
yes,
now, Father, yes, you right there omnipresent God, in God. Delaware, Father. We thank yes, you, God, that you go into every situation, every yes, God, God, everything that the enemy is trying to do or trying to say.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that the word of God caused it to be dried up
yes,
at the root
yes,
right now,
right now.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. We believe you and we
God.
Take you at your word.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Your word says it. We believe it.
Yes,
God. And according to what you have said, and Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. And Lord, she believed.
Yes,
we believe. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God
Amen.
Bless you. God bless you, Auntie. God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you. Give Delaware my love and tell her I'll tell Delaware, the whole city, that I'll be there soon.
Oh, we'll be looking for you too. You come on here before I leave here and go to Charlotte. Yes.
All right. You make it happen, and we'll be there.
All righty.
God bless your heart.
Bless you.
All right. Praise God. All the way from Delaware. See Praise the word God. Going out. The word.
Yes.
Calling in people.
Yes.
Hear, once you hear the word, it ignites your faith.
Has come.
It
wakes it up out there. It wakes up your faith.
It wakes it up.
Because when you ignite something, you lift something
yes.
up. Yes. It comes up. Yes. Praise God. So the word is being ignited
yes.
in the minds, in the ears of the people.
See, it doesn't matter. What city you in? What state you in? Once you hear the 2 minutes, callers, 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. Come on. Drop that spoon. Drop that coffee. Put it down. Call in. Again, the number is here. Error code 321-632-1000. You got 2 minutes. Once you hear the word, it doesn't matter where you at.
It comes alive in you.
It comes alive.
Guess what? It's in you. It ain't on you no more. It used to be on us, but yes. Now it's in us. That word is in us.
Yes.
And it has to come alive.
Yes. Caller, you on the prayer line. Come on.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Apostle, I'm calling in for prayer this morning.
Yes. Father, we thank you right now. As this caller have called in for prayer, Father. She have heard a word, God, and it have ignited her faith now. Now,
yes.
God, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you right now.
Hallelujah.
That every situation that she's facing or will face, the word has already brought her through it. And we thank you in Jesus' name. So shall it be done according to your
Amen.
Faith. Because the word is already settled.
Amen. Thank you.
Bless your heart. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. See, they begin to hear this word, mm-hmm. and that word is beginning to come alive now. Mm-hmm. So now they got to operate in their faith mm-hmm. in what they heard.
That's it.
Come on.
That now faith situation.
Now.
That immediate
faith.
Right now faith.
Come on.
Is yes, that's what they walking in now because it don't ignite it. It don't sprung up in them.
Yes.
Where it might have been dormant, but the word don't brought it alive.
That's it. The faith has been stirred
yes.
up.
Yes, it's alive.
It's alive. It's a lot. Caller, you may have a few minutes. You better jump in there. Jump in there again. That number, area code 321-632-1000. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. 2 minutes. It's a time for your miracle. 2 minutes. You got your miracle. 2 minutes. Use that word. Use your faith and allow God to operate and to do what he wants to say. Because guess what? Immediately, the situation is dried up.
Amen. Got to.
It's got to be.
It's got to come to pass.
It's got to come to pass.
It's got to.
Because the word is out there.
Yes. And it. And guess what? And it's in you. Come
yes.
on. I know that it's in you. Praise God.
Yes.
That word has been ignited. Even today, the word has been ignited in you. So it has come alive.
Yes. Yes.
It's no longer dumb. It's no longer dead. It's alive.
Yes.
It don't sprung forth. It don't sprung forth in you.
Yes. It's now, you know, it doesn't matter what I'm in. It doesn't matter what I heard. 1 minute, because I don't heard the word. I don't heard what I need to hear to ignite it, my faith. Now my situation, bringing it to remembrance, what the word said, is already dried up.
At the root.
At the root. At the root. And nothing else can make it come alive. So what is coming alive now is my faith. And we're going to have to get on up out this house. Seems like we're going to have to push for some more time on this radio. Because that 1 hour is, oh, my goodness.
It's gone.
It's gone. One thing I like about it, I often say this, I have to get up and leave from behind this mic. We have to leave from in this studio. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Just in case you're up on the sound of our voice and you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, come on, tell him what to do.
He said, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and thou shalt be saved.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
So
there's no option.
Come on, no option. So if you believe that and you confess that, guess what? You don't even have to write a letter or resume.
Come on. It's already written.
It's already written. He's already accepted you.
Yes.
Amen. My time is come and gone for today. I want you to know this weekend, find your place that's teaching the word. Get in there, grow, and go. Amen. And if you don't have a church home, guess what? You'll be able to hear at the end of the end of the broadcast where you can come. Amen. Listen, have a blessed weekend. Until Monday morning, same stations, same time, 9 to 10. It's about time for your miracle.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to The Power